realizing that if I remember what I gave someone, maybe it wasn't true. I think it depends on the energy that goes along with that memory. Is it a fond memory? Or is there resentment attached to it? If there's a fond memory attached to it, that was love. That was authentic. But if there is resentment attached to it, there's a block there. There was a block when that transaction occurred. And the main block is, I don't actually want to be doing this, but I'm willing to buy this person's love because I feel that desperate, or because I feel that alone, or because I think I really like this person, or because I think this is heading somewhere. Or because I can, or because I want recognition, because I want to be thanked, because I want to rescue this person. If any of that is happening, that's not a good time to give. That's not the moment to give. That's not the interaction to participate in. That's not the transaction to participate in. Only give when you know it's something you will look back on yourself and think fondly, or you're okay with forgetting. And if you're not able to look that far into the future to be able to look back on that moment, then maybe don't do it. Or maybe you get in touch with your heart. And you don't even notice what you're doing because it becomes natural. There's no doubt about it. It's a natural behavior That's how you know it's coming from the heart. And sometimes we can practice things that maybe we don't necessarily want to do, but they are loving. Always do it within one's ability. One step at a time, one day at a time. And I'm not necessarily talking about just giving someone money. I'm talking about any act of kindness. It could be a smile. It could be holding the door open for someone. It could be buying someone's lunch. Indirect financial transaction. It could be calling someone to see if they're okay. And not having to feel resentment about time lost during the day to do such a task, where it wouldn't feel like a task, it would feel like a natural state. That's love. We first practice love with ourselves. We check in with ourselves and see how we're doing. We smile at ourselves in the mirror. We open the door for ourselves. We take ourselves to lunch. And that's how you practice. And there are infinite possibilities of how to love oneself and how to love others. Let's all start practicing more and more and more.